Hello, this is Kathleen Howe and Katie McCombs, and this is our Breaking Ground podcast. On March 23, 2011, SCA's president, Nam Bone, gathered in the quad, along with Bishop Robert Finn, the SCA administration, faculty, staff, and most importantly, the students, in order to break ground on what will now be the St. Joseph's Chapel and Whitmore Center. Because of the importance of the ceremony, the administration implemented a dress code for this event. This meant that students were required to shed their typical SCA polo, plaid skirt, and sweater, and instead dress up as if they were going to church or a formal event. This meant that students kind of wore a dress, skirt, or nice pant rather than their uniform. Katie and I caught up with some students on the day of the groundbreaking, asking them what they were wearing, how they picked out their outfits, and whether or not they thought the dress code was a good idea. This is what we came up with.
Wearing a high-waisted skirt and a white blouse and sandals.
I'm wearing a cami and a sweater and black pants.
Skirt and a tank top and then a sweater over it.
Woke up this morning and kind of put it together in my head in the shower. And then once I got out, I was like, I know what I'm going to wear.
I see why they did it, because sometimes girls can look a little sloppy, but I think if they just told us formal uniform sweaters and like told us to look nice in our uniforms, it would have been fine, if not better.
I think we should have worn our uniforms because I don't like wearing dressy clothes, uncomfortable.
We would all look the same, and I just like our uniforms. I think they make us look united, like school.
At school today, I was told that I looked cute, and we go to an all-girls school, so it just felt weird.
Okay, so obviously we had a lot of various responses, but what kind of stood out to me most is that a lot of the girls kind of thought that it was pretty unnecessary to dress up. They thought we were better off in our uniforms, which I completely agree.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bit unnecessary that we had to be in church clothes just for a groundbreaking ceremony. I thought it would have looked a little more professional if we were all together in our uniforms, especially with, you know, all the pictures that they took. The administration had good intentions in making a dress code, but I just think that we would have looked so much better and more professional as, like, a uniform school in our skirt.
Because that just represents SDA. And, like, you know, this day is kind of different than a regular school day. The bishop's going to be here. Board members are going to be here, stuff like that. Like, clean up a little nicer. Make sure your shirts don't have holes in them, stuff like that. I think students would have taken that into consideration and definitely made their uniforms look nicer, but I think girls knew that it was a special event, and I mean, the big thing for me was that the bishop was going to be there, and, you know, I didn't want him seeing me in some hoochie mama outfit.
In the end, I didn't think it was that destructive to have us dress out. I thought it was pretty rational. Well, this is Kathleen Howe.
And Katie McCombs.
And we're signing off to our first ever groundbreaking fashion police chapel.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.